With a look at what's happening on this Wednesday morning is Sharon Allseth. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. People in central Indiana have a chance to be part of a study that the American Cancer Society says could help researchers know more about cause and prevention. WFYI's Marianne Holland reports.
The American Cancer Society's latest research project is focusing on places like Indianapolis to enroll 300,000 people nationwide by the time the study gets underway in October. Linda Wilgus chairs the enrollment program for Central Indiana.
We can't study people that we don't have in our study. Some cancers are more prevalent in older individuals versus younger, in women versus men, in African Americans versus Caucasians. So we really have a goal to enroll a diverse population of folks.
Participants have to be 30 to 65 years old, have never been diagnosed with cancer, and be willing to fill out an annual survey for the rest of their lives. There are 8 sites across the metro area that will be enrolling people October 4th through 8th. A list of locations can be found at cps3indy.com. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
A town hall meeting on changes in health care will be held tonight at Marion University. Representatives of Community Health Network and the Westview Medical Campus will answer questions and take comments. The meeting starts at 7 p.m. Also, free health screenings will be available from 6 until 8:30. A judge is prohibiting the state from destroying any evidence from the Indiana State Fair stage collapse. A LaPorte County judge says that his 10-day temporary restraining order will compel the state to follow the protocols put forth by the engineering firm hired by the state. An attorney for the state objected to the request, arguing that the normal rules of protecting evidence are sufficient. The Indiana Attorney General's office has been notified of 3 potential lawsuits against the state. And an Indianapolis law firm is filing a class action suit on behalf of Angela Fisher, who was at the concert and not physically injured but claims severe emotional damage. Indiana residents who felt Tuesday afternoon's earthquake that shook the East Coast are being urged to report those tremors to a federal agency. The State Department of Homeland Security and the Indiana Geological Survey are asking Hoosiers to submit online reports. Magnitude 5.9 quake was centered below Mineral, Virginia. The more data scientists receive from other states where citizens reported feeling the earth shift, the more accurately they can gauge the quake's intensity and the area affected by it. Duke Energy shareholders have approved the utility's purchase of North Carolina rival Progress Energy for nearly $14 billion. Duke says the deal is on track to close by the end of the year. Holders of more than 90% of Duke shares voted in favor of the transaction that was valued at $13.7 billion when it was announced in January. Indiana is among the states served by Duke. And it's still more than a week away, but many of us are looking forward to a long holiday weekend. Cynthia Brew with the AAA Motor Club says about 31.5 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home.
The percentage of breakdown of these travelers are automobile, 87%. Air, 8%, and other means of transportation, 5%.
And AAA says gas pump prices are up to a national average of $3.57 a gallon for regular. That's 12 cents cheaper than last month, but still 86 cents higher than a year ago. WFYI weather, today mostly sunny with a slight chance of late afternoon showers and thunderstorms, high 93. Showers and storms likely tonight, mainly before midnight, low 65. And then tomorrow through Monday, mostly sunny with highs near 83. Right now, 72 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It is 6:34 now at 90.1 FM. Colts wide receiver Reggie Wayne was back at practice yesterday.